This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I read a story in the New York Times the other day that gave me a start about how safe deposit boxes maybe aren't really all that safe after all. Didn't quite run on down to my local bank branch and empty my box, but totally thought about it. Stacey Cally had the byline on the article. Stacey, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
I have to tell you, as I said in the introduction, I read this piece yesterday and immediately wanted to run down to my local bank branch and clean up my safe deposit box. Should we?
I have heard that from a few people who've read the story. The email box is kind of full of similar sentiments.
Well, I mean, I don't have, you know, $10 million worth of watches like the guy you start your piece with, but lots of people have lots of things in safe deposit boxes. How protected are we?
Well, in terms of the liability the bank is willing to accept if something goes wrong, not very. If you fish out the terms and conditions of your safe deposit box, it probably includes a limitation of liability that is probably going to be a smaller number than you would expect. In the case of Wells Fargo, it's as little as $500. In the case of some other major banks, it's a few thousand. But if people are storing tens of thousands of dollars worth of things in their boxes, or hundreds of thousands or millions, that's not going to be enough to cover the loss if there is one.
To the anecdote that you, or not anecdote, to the story that you begin this piece with, Mr. Ponitz and his watch collection. The bank has not admitted, obviously, to any wrongdoing, but how did they get his stuff? Because Mr. Ponitz had a key, the bank had a key. Did they just go in and I don't know how they get the stuff out?
When a bank has to open a box without the customer's consent, what they typically do is bring in a locksmith and drill it. What appears to have happened in his case, which was kind of unusual, was the bank accidentally had two boxes in its vault with the same number, his and another customer's. They went to evict the other box, mixed them up, and drilled into his and emptied it out.
Important point here, which you say in your piece, the reason they had two with the same number is they were closing another bank branch, and they consolidated, and that's how it happened. And of course, bank branch closures are rampant now.
Yeah, pretty large number of bank branches have closed down over the last decade. The footprint is shrinking. So the more that happens, the more this kind of situation is arising.
And you say the banks often have the upper hand in court, should it go that way?
Yeah, the banks really have a lot of fine print on their side in this. There's a lot of contract law on their side. There's also statutes of limitations that come into play. I found a very large number of court cases where the consumers did not come out on the good side of it.
We have, I think, 5 or 6 federal bank regulators in this economy. Are none of them responsible for safe deposit boxes?
The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency is the primary federal regulator for these things, and they explicitly say, we don't really regulate safe deposit boxes. This is something that, for various historical reasons, partially accidental, has largely fallen to state regulators. And states have various regulations in place, but the ability to enforce them is, of course, up to the states. There is no national federal player really focused on this.
Not to go with a trope here, but what are people doing with their stuff? Are they sticking it under their mattresses?
Some of that. Certainly, I've heard from any number of readers who are turning to Bank of Mattress. Home vaults are increasingly popular. People tend to just keep things around their house. But yeah, just this whole idea of keeping your valuables, you know, back in the day, I've heard from a lot of people who say, you know, grandma and grandpa used to keep birth certificates and passports and things like that in their safe deposit box. People now more typically keep those at home.
Stacey Cally covers business and finance for the New York Times. Stacey, thanks a lot.
Thanks again.